It seems to me that the most important thing, although it's not the one with the greatest sex appeal, if you'll excuse the pun, is that this is simply one step pursuant to a longer journey. The first thing, it seems to me, that it is extremely likely that the losers will do, and those are the proponents of Proposition 8, that they're going to ask for an en banc review by the Ninth Circuit, because they don't have anything to lose. The only thing is it can take more time, and I don't think time means very much to them, because I'm quite confident as well that there will be a stay of the order, and that gay marriage will not go on until a subsequent decision is granted.
And do you think that the Supreme Court would even take such a case, or is it too broad?
There's a strong chance that they will take the case, especially if it is declared unconstitutional. I wouldn't want to put them in percentages, but a very high percentage that they'll take it if it's declared unconstitutional. Very high. And a quite high percentage even if it's not.
If it gets to the Supreme Court, how do you think they're likely to rule? Do you have any predictions?
It'd be very, very speculative to predict. I think that there are four justices there who are quite clearly against holding it unconstitutional. There are probably a couple who will be pretty clearly in the other direction. I think there are two who it's just too early to tell. That's Justices Kagan and Sotomayor, to predict with any confidence. Even if the four more liberally oriented justices go to holding that it's unconstitutional, the other four will hold not. And it comes down to one justice, and that's Anthony Kennedy. And I would not predict, I don't know which way he's going to go. And in fact, I don't think he knows quite which way he would go, particularly if it's the swing vote and the determining vote.
If they did rule in favor of gay marriage, what would that mean for states that are currently banning it?
It would mean that their laws would be unconstitutional. It's the same thing that Brown against the Board of Education meant for states that had laws requiring segregation in the schools.
Do you think we'll have a decision on gay marriage in the next year, or will this be a drawn-out process?
I think it's going to take more than a year. If they go for the en banc review, that's going to take a while. And I would say, even if everything goes very, very quickly, I would be surprised if you had a decision as early as next June.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor Chopra.
You're welcome.